And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Thank you for getting up on this snowy morning.
I didn't even know it was supposed to snow today.
I didn't either.
Like all the nerdy weathermen were like, it's going to be windy. That was it. Nobody said anything about having to scrape my windshield or...
I know. Who do these nerds think they are, being nerdy and then being wrong at the same time?
Nerds!
I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. So, what is going on this weekend?
I don't know. I'm refreshed. I took 10 days off.
Oh, how wonderful. Did you have a good vacation?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it took like 8 days to finally like relax, and then it was time to go back to work. But it was cool. Took the pups up to Taos and saw some friends and stayed in this old house that was... House built by one of the original Disney animators.
Really?
Yeah, really cool house, and the people that lived there built a bar made out of ice. So we had a hot tub and we had an ice bar, and it was pretty cool.
What's it? A bar made out of ice?
Like a place where you go to drink, but it was outside and it was made of ice, so it was like ice chairs and an ice table. And
how long do those last in the year?
In Taos? Quite a while.
And then you have to remake them every year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was cool.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a vacation. Glad you're back on the radio.
Yeah, I am too. I'm rejuvenated to some extent. But
yeah.
You know, it's like there's a flu going around, so everyone's like laid to waste. It's pretty sad. Everywhere you look, there's just people sneezing on other people. It's gross. But.
Well, I have some, speaking of the arts news.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It's good.
Okay.
Okay, you've heard about StoryCorps, because we just did that. The legendary Jose Luis Quintana, also known as Changuito, along with Brian De La Fe of Albuquerque, are going to be giving a master class and drumming presentation. Now, Changuito is a legendary drummer in Cuba. He played with Los Van Van. He's been with them for the entire length of Los Van Van, which is over 40 years. And he started drumming as a child. He played professionally in jazz orchestras when he was 8.
Oh my gosh.
He volunteered in the Cuban military as a musician when he was 13, and he played with Los Van Van forever. He's the king of Cuban music. He's an amazing soloist. And on Saturday, tomorrow, from 3 to 5, he's going to be giving a master class at the Rail Yard Performance Center here in Santa Fe. If you would like more information, you can call 974-8670. I'm going to do it again, 974-8670. And there will be private classes for people who are interested afterwards if you want. And it would be as if Beverly Sills just dropped into the Rail Yard and was giving a singing class.
Just coming by.
You know, we're just stopping
just
by.
Just dropping in.
Yeah. No, this guy's amazing.
Cool.
So it's a great opportunity for anybody even remotely interested in percussion.
Sweet. Hear that? 8 years old, parents. Are you listening? Parents?
Eight years
old.
Children, some children can just do stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of doing stuff, Cinderella is one of my favorite stories ever. And let's see, there's a fully staged and costume production of Cinderella, the opera, sort of an opera, staged by adult opera singers and Santa Fe Concert Association's Epic Artists, which are students age 8, that's 8, parents, to 17. 7 to 8 p.m. tonight. I don't know, I think tonight is opening night. Is it the Scottish Rite Center? Most people know it as the Scottish Rite Temple. It's the big pink church downtown.
The big pink church.
Yeah, that's where they're going to be having the Ode to Haggis next week, by the way. I'll be writing about the music of Robert Burns next week. But there's a great story and a great photo spread today in PASA on page 28. Now, there is no charge for tonight's performance, and there are encores on Saturday and Sunday, January 12th and 13th. I would highly recommend checking it out. It's definitely a family affair. It's going to be pretty cool.
Awesome.
There's dudes as chicks in it. It's awesome.
Oh, really?
Or no, is it chicks as dudes? I think it's dudes as chicks. Anyway, it should be fun. Also, there's a few openings. Speaking of ice, Axel Contemporary, our lovely mobile gallery, is having its ice storage, ice installation by Sherry Ibes. There's a reception tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Look for the mobile gallery's van at the Rail Yard Plaza between the Farmers Market and REI. And you can track the mobile gallery at axelart.com. And they're going to be driving around with ice t- through February 10th.
Okay.
So maybe you can get some ice bar building tips from Sherry if you go down there. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I just got a note from the control room that our news nerds did mention snow.
Your news nerds did?
Yes, our KSFR news nerds mentioned snow, and they want us to pay closer attention to the hourly weather news nerdcast.
Okay. See, yeah. I mean,
point well taken, gentlemen.
It's the mobile phone and me. We're sort of connected at the hip. So
yeah.
Most of the big weather stations didn't say snow. But
one thing that I've noticed on my lovely mobile phone is that the temperature they say that it is outside
is a lie.
Is very, very incorrect.
Yes.
It's usually like 5 to 10 degrees incorrect.
Yeah. On the colder side or the hotter side?
Lately, it's been saying that it's colder than it is in the afternoon. So I go out and say, is it good time for dog walking? And the thing says it's 28, and in fact, it's 35.
Right. Yep. Same problem. Same problem here.
These are problems of affluent people. These are first world problems. First world problem. My cell phone doesn't tell me the right temperature.
I know. Hey, is there a kitty to talk about today?
There is a kitty to talk about today. Would you like to hear about the kitty?
Kitty.
And we're going to have on Monday, we're going to have Felines and Friends on the air.
Oh, really?
Not the actual felines, but the friends.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool. Little headphones for little cats. That'd be awesome.
They might not like it too much. They might not eat them.
Right.
Okay. The nights are chilly and winter is here. It's time for a new kitty companion who would love to cuddle with you.
There you go.
This week's Felines and Friends featured cat is Deborah. She's playful and sweet and has a short black beautiful coat and black and white coat and golden yellow eyes. If you're interested in adopting her, please call Felines and Friends at 316-2281. Or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can look at this kitty or any other cats up for adoption at fandfnm.org.
I'm going to start doing a dog of the week really soon. I just have to figure it out.
Oh!
I just have to figure it out, you know, for balance.
Well, you know, if any of the shelters want to give us a dog of the week, I am so open to it.
Totally.
Yeah. Española and Santa Fe or whatever.
Yeah. Abiquiu.
Is there an Abiquiu shelter?
No, but I'm sure there's dogs there.
Well, there's dogs everywhere.
It's New Mexico, darn it. Hey, this is pretty cool. I wrote about this in my column this week, my Soundwaves column. It's the KSFR Music Cafe once again. It's time. Clifford Brown and Max Roach revisited with J.Q. Whitcomb on trumpet and Brian Wingard on sax, Bob Fox on piano, and John Trenacosta on drums. Learned a lot about Clifford Brown and Max Roach over the weekend, just listening and reading and whatnot. And it's going to be a great show. It's at 7 p.m. at the Museum Hill Cafe.
And I just got word it's sold out.
It's sold out. But you never know.
Yeah.
So they don't hold ticket. They don't hold any tickets at the door.
I don't know.
They should.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a fundraiser for KSFR, which is always a good thing.
That's a good thing indeed.
And it's going to be a great night of jazz. They have awesome food there.
And people have been so generous. People answered our... We wrote a letter saying, please help KSFR at the end of the year. And people were so great, and they did. And we just encourage all of our listeners, every single last one, to make a donation every once in a while.
Absolutely.
And when you do, then we stay on the air.
Yeah, which is important.
If
not, then I wouldn't really have anything to do on Friday morning.
Sleeping doesn't count?
No, I've sort of become nocturnal.
Ah.
So I'm sort of tired right now.
Well, I will then let people know that on Monday at 6 o'clock, Elisa Valdez, the best-selling author of The Dirty Girls Social Club, returns with an engrossing memoir titled The Feminist and the Cowboy, An Unlikely Love Story. And I was trying to get her on the air. I don't know if it's going to work by Monday, though. But it's about how falling in love with a sexy cowboy turned her feminist beliefs upside down. And then on Tuesday, I didn't write it. On Tuesday, January 15th at 6 o'clock, local poets Heather Winterer and George Aigla come together for reading their new works, The Two Standards and First Lie, Primera Mentira, respectively. And then on Thursday, the 17th of January at 6 o'clock, Eric Herm, a West Texas cotton farmer, reads from his newest book, Surviving Ourselves, The Evolution of Community, Education, and Agriculture in the 21st Century, which is about the relationship between Mother Nature and the human spirit. And those are all at 6 o'clock. And then on Friday, January 18th at 5 o'clock is the third annual benefit for the Cimarron Sky Dog Reserve with a screening of Mara Legrand's 30-minute film, Wild Horses in the Winds of Change, and the award-winning photographs the award-winning photographs of the Sky Dog Equine Photography Contest are on display at Collected Works through March. Oh, this is Friday. We can read this next Friday.
We can write, yeah.
Anyway, and I'm going to be interviewing them, I think, on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Forbidden Jewish Operas on Wednesday.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did we talk about this? No, we didn't, did we? Let's see. Tom Franks discusses Nazi suppression of works by Zemlinsky and others. 5:30 p.m. at the Unitarian University Church. That's Wednesday.
Awesome.
And there is a small charge for that. You can find out more by calling 629-1410, extension 109. That sounds like a fun thing, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of... It's always amazing how there are entirely new worlds of knowledge that you didn't even know existed.
I know.
Like that. Forbidden operas.
Even with the interwebs.
Oh. You know what? They do keep tickets at the door.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Someone's whispering in your ear, aren't they?
Someone's whispering on my message window from the control room on my computer.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. I'm gonna sneak up there and just pop my head in.
Oh, good.
Just to say hi.
Yay.
Are you gonna go?
I have unfortunately a long-standing prior engagement.
Oh, look at her.
Well, you tell somebody you're gonna
yeah.
join them for dinner, and you can't just say.
You can't just say I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I've gotten a better offer.
My social schedule is stretched. I'm sorry. I can't make it.
Oh.
What else? Oh, readings and publication party for the Lummox Journal.
Lummox, that's great.
Is on Sunday at 2 p.m. It's featuring New Mexico poets. Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Gerald Peters Gallery. And there's a little piece in Pass on page 12. You can call 984-5757. Now, I think it's happening in the gallery / bookstore over there. If you want any more information, either stop by the gallery bookstore or call that number, 984-5757. I'm pretty sure it's no charge to show
up there.
Also. These are those, we were just talking about this before we went on the air, the lean months.
The lean months, when the pasta tempo is not quite as thick as it sometimes is in the summer.
Well, there's, it's a sort of post-holiday, and, this is our chance to spend more time out in the community instead of, fielding press releases. And so I would encourage anyone with anything.
Whatsoever.
Art, music, dance, performance, art, anything. To go ahead and give us a call at 986-3039. But please email all the information to us at pasa@sfnewmexican.com.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks, ten days to 2 weeks before an event is happening so that we can get it on the schedule.
Excellent.
But even if it's not an event, even if there's just a really cool artist or musician that you think no one's ever heard of that you think,
is really good and merits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a quiet time in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
It is. It is. I mean,
parking downtown is a piece of cake.
Yeah. Yeah, parking downtown is a piece of cake. It only takes me 18 minutes to get to work instead of 23. So that's good.
Speaking of nerds, I time it.
but yeah, this is what we call the lean times, and we try and stay as busy and get as much of what's happening in the community in as we can. And so please do that. And you can also post stuff on our Facebook page. If you have an event coming up, feel free to go to our Facebook page and like us and put your event up there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, there is an exhibition, Plein Air and More, at La Tienda Exhibit Space in El Dorado. It's 8 artists who have been painting sites all over Santa Fe together for years. So they go out into the open air and paint what they see. And the opening reception is on January 18th. Oh, this is a Friday thing. This is a next week thing, too. Okay, we'll read this next week. But anyway, you've been pre-warned. And we'll talk about it again next week. I'm getting my dates wrong here. There's a lot of things opening next week.
Let's find one that's this week.
Okay, here's one. Sunday, January 13th at 11 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe presents conversations with newly elected state representatives on the 2013 legislative session with Carl Trujillo and his new Citizens Advisory Group and others. KSFR veteran radio broadcaster David Bacon will be there with them. You can find out more details at JourneySantaFe.com.
Bacon. Sorry. I didn't have breakfast this morning.
That was my New Year's resolution. Eat more fried pork fat.
There's tons of opportunities to do that in this town. You can even do it yourself at home.
Really?
Do you cook a lot at home?
I'm not the world's most enthusiastic cook.
Really?
Yeah. I wish I were, because I'd love to eat, and I love good food. But I'm not much of a cook. I will cook if people are coming over. I will cook on Christmas and Thanksgiving, or somebody's birthday, and I'll bake cakes and stuff. But, like, daily cooking is not in my repertoire.
It's not in your
arsenal. How about you?
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
I'll wash dishes.
Yeah. We should. We should have a little dinner soon. But, we can do that some other time.
But speaking of the arts.
Speaking of the arts, I forgot to mention also a really great show coming up at the Cowgirl on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Great band with New Mexico ties and Stockholm, Sweden ties called Secret Circus is going to be performing. They're like an indie rock, alt blues outfit, and it's led by twin brothers. And I'm not even going to dare try and pronounce their last name because it's Swedish. But they started the band in 2008 in Sweden, and they're sort of here now. And it's a little different for the Cowgirl. It's not all, there's a little more going on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you sing a little or hum a little of more what's going on there?
No, let's just say it's more on the indie rock side of the equation instead of the country rock side of the equation.
Okay.
You know. But there's something about the Swedish that they just love them some American country music.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It gives the feel of wide open spaces and warm, dusty prairies.
I think it's like it was a cultural exchange. They gave us ABBA, and so we gave them Willie Nelson.
I've always been in favor of cultural exchanges.
Yeah.
I think I've already said this, but I think that Germany and Cuba should have a cultural exchange where Germans learn to dance and Cubans learn to have a really good bus system.
I'm not sure if that's a fair exchange, though, really.
I think it is. Who do you think is the winner in that equation?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. That's a tough call. I don't know. I'd rather dance than ride the bus is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you got to get to work and waiting and having then three go by at the same time and then waiting an hour for the next one.
Well, that's what happens here. I live over by the high school, and I drink responsibly and I drive responsibly, so we always take a bus out to a bar if I'm doing something special on the weekend, and the bus will just drive right by you, even though it's that bus's stop. They'll just, like it happens all the time, they'll just drive right by you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's very bad.
And you can wave and do all kinds of stuff. And
oh, my goodness.
And they just blaze on past.
Then we should have a cultural exchange with Germany.
That's right.
Where they, what do we teach them?
How to brew beer.
All right. No, they know how to brew beer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. There is a one-woman art opening this Friday tonight from 6 to 8 at El Monte Sagrado Resort in Taos with Michelle Chrisman. And she will be doing a demo from 6 to 7 in the evening. And if you would like more information, you can call 575-613-0443. And very beautiful, delicate painting and landscape painting and portrait painting.
Have you heard anything about this really cool instrument that they're going to be playing tonight called the owl?
No.
It's a composition that's created on a string instrument called the owl. This thing is very odd looking. And Jeremy Blake's quartet for button reeds and strings is also going to be a part of the show. And it's part of the Grasshopper Studios House Concert Chamber Music Series. It's at 7 p.m. at William and Joseph Gallery on Canyon Road. And there's a great story in Pasa Tiempo with pictures of the owl, which it doesn't look really anything like an owl. And I haven't heard the instrument yet, but I'm really interested in going to this because It's a very odd-looking machine. And
how does it compare to a theremin?
Well, I mean, a theremin is, this is like, I think a theremin is more kind of a, you know, thing that you sort of move towards. And the owl is something that you actually have to touch.
Like yeah. Almost every other instrument in the whole world.
Yeah, pretty much. You know.
Like every other instrument in the whole world.
Like pretty much every other instrument in the whole world. I'm sure there are some, you know, multimedia artists that would disagree with us, but...
There is a special screening of Stephen Fry's film Wagner and Me on Sunday the 13th of January at the CCA. And at 3 o'clock there's cookies and coffee. At 3:30 there's a screening. At 5 o'clock there is a talk. And Maestro, the great conductor Bernard Rubinstein, will introduce the film and will moderate the talk session with author, historian, radio commentator Craig Barnes and Rabbi Martin Schwab of Temple Beth Shalom. So that sounds like an event for people who haven't seen Wagner and Me, or maybe even if you already have, see it again.
There's some great films to talk about.
Oh, good.
We have Zero Dark Thirty, which everybody is talking about.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
I want to see it.
I
don't want to see it. It's got waterboarding in it.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't turn your eyes to the ugly, you know. You got to just... take it all in.
You gotta take. That's true. I paid for it.
Yeah. Zero Dark Thirty, 3.5 chilies out of 4 by Jonathan Richards in today's Fasta Tiempo. Not a bad gig. And then this great Any Day Now film with Alan Cumming.
I saw that. I really enjoyed it.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
I reviewed it in today's Fasta. I gave it 4 chilies, actually.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
You gave something 4 chilies?
I know. I couldn't believe it.
It's so 70s, even though it was made just now.
Yeah. Well, it was. I think it sort of made a Santa Fe premiere at the...
Santa Fe Film Festival.
Independent. No.
The Santa Fe Film Festival.
It was the Santa Fe Film Festival. Yes. And now it's back for its regular run at the screen over there, the College of Santa Fe, or Santa Fe University of Art and Design,
yep.
I should say. And it's basically based on true events. It's this gay couple that was trying to gain custody of a boy with Down syndrome in West Hollywood back in the 70s. And it sort of strays away from the serious political machinations, and it's really more of just a family story. But it's really well done. And Alan Cumming is so flexible as an actor.
He's very, very good.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I had the director Travis Fine on the air, I mistakenly said that it opened at the CCA when it was the screen. So I wanted to apologize for that.
Okay.
I'm very bad.
Yeah.
That was
and
bad.
You know what's really
the
interesting?
The screen is fantastic. They're both really good theaters.
You know what's interesting about the screenplay?
What?
It was written by George Arthur Bloom, who used to be a regular writer for the My Little Pony series of television shows, and he wrote it 30 years ago, and it's been, and then it was just, you know, Travis sort of rehashed the screenplay with Mr. Bloom, and Mr. Bloom's son actually is the music supervisor on the film, and you know, he's done work with Glee and CSI Miami and all these other sort of big whoop-de-doo shows. But there's a lot of backstory about this script, and you can find a lot about it online, or you can read my darn review in today's Pasta Tiempo.
You can read the darn review.
Darn it.
And
Chasing Ice continues.
Yes, that's such a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we had this discussion at work about it, and it was like, it's great. If the ice were allowed to tell the story, I mean, the filmmaker does, you know, his work is very honorable, but there's just a lot of him in the film. It kind of gets in the way, but... a good film nonetheless.
All right.
Yeah.
And guess what? Speaking of Albuquerque, Lucinda Williams is going to be at the Chemo Theater on Sunday, and Tom Paxton is going to be at the South Broadway Cultural Center on Sunday. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good deal. I think it's a very good deal.
Yep. And for more information, I will find out what the website is.
AmpConcerts.org. AmpConcerts.org.
AMP, yep.
Let's see, what do we got here? You know, nightlife continues. There's a lot of, you know, the regular bands that are playing. We've got, of course, you know, Bill Hearn over at the La Fonda. We've got, what is it? Oh, Wiley Jim? Western Swingabilly over at La Posada on Sunday night. Pianist Doug Montgomery is still with Vanessi.
Yep.
He just had, what, he just had like 30 years there or something like ridiculous like that?
Is that right?
I think so.
Wow.
Ridiculous. He's been there forever and always brings a crowd. Guy's Cabaret at Pronzo Italian Grill.
I was at Pronzo the other day, and I was in the upstairs room where David Geist plays.
Where they call that place Alto now.
They call it Alto now, and it was a weekday when David wasn't there, and I had some food. They have a special menu for the upstairs in addition to the downstairs menu and small plates, and it was fabulous.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
We have our spies heading over there.
Yeah, good.
So. Let's see. What else is happening?
And don't forget, Searching for Sugar Man is still at the CCA, and so is the Central Park 5, which I would like to respectfully request that every citizen of the United States go see.
Oh, really?
It's the Ken Burns movie.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
Is it long?
It's regular long. It's not three-hour long.
It's not Hobbit long?
No.
Hey, what did you think about the Academy Award nominations? Did you have a chance to take a look?
I did. I haven't seen all the films. I do want to go see Silver Linings Playbook now that that's gotten... I missed that when it was here. You know, I thought Daniel Day-Lewis was fabulous in Lincoln, but I didn't think it was the world's best movie, and if it sweeps, I'm going to get sick to my stomach. You know what I hate? I hate soundtracks in movies that tell you what to feel.
Yeah.
You know, Lincoln says some morally profound thing and the deep violins start to rise. And it's like, shut up. Just let me listen to the dialogue and make my own decisions.
Wow.
How about you?
I don't know. You know, there's quite a few of these films that I didn't see. You know, I saw a lot in the documentary category. Sugar Man should definitely...
There is a film that was nominated in the documentary category called The Gatekeepers, which I just saw at a little non-public screening. And it is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my whole life. It is a bunch of former Israeli intelligence services directors. The Shin Bet is their CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got... like a half a dozen people who led that organization talking about what the Israeli-Palestinian relationship was like over the several decades of Israel's existence. And it was one of the most profound and interesting and moving and disturbing films I've ever seen.
Really?
And I hope it wins.
Wow.
And the other ones, I mean, there's some really great documentaries in that. I hope they all win. I hope there's a tie.
A four-way tie.
I haven't seen them all, but there's some very good documentaries. I think the documentaries were the strongest part of the Oscars nominations.
I'm inclined to agree, actually. And I never say that.
Really?
Well, I never agree.
What'd you think? What's your favorites this year?
Sugar Man.
Yay.
You know, Lincoln,
he
just didn't do it for me.
Didn't do the trick.
What's her name? The little girl. And she's up for Best Actress.
What was the movie?
I can't remember the name of
it. Okay, we'll get that right out here, ladies and gentlemen.
But I don't know. You know, I just sort of feel lackluster about the Academy Awards these days.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, more lackluster about the Academy than the awards, but that's just a personal thing.
You know, it's there are some people who really can't act who have won Best Actor or Actress.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. Or, who, I mean, no, they can't act, but they're not very good actors.
Yeah.
Okay, Best Supporting Actor.
Best Actress.
Oh,
she's like 8 years old.
Best Actress. The Life of Pi?
No.
Beasts of the Southern Wild?
Yes.
I did not care for that movie.
You didn't?
I walked out of it.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
In fact, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. At a certain point in the movie, because, I mean, it was basically about a place that's endangered by climate change, and pretty soon that island will be washed away.
Yeah.
At a certain point in the movie, I thought, let it be washed away. I don't like any of them. I hate them all. They're all evil, stupid drunks, and I'm out of here. And when a movie doesn't, when you can't actually like anybody in the movie enough to care whether their island gets washed away or not.
It's time to get up and walk
away.
It's
time to go have dinner somewhere. But that's just me. Lots of people liked it.
I would love to read capsule reviews by Mary Charlotte on KSFR's website.
That I try to be nice in real life, but the true opinions occasionally emerge.
They do.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us many Fridays, and we always have a wonderful time, and I want to thank you for being with us every Friday, or so many Fridays, and for the Pasatiempo for doing such a great job and sending you over here. And we are streaming live on the web. We are podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. We are streaming at ksfr.org, which has a new website, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can write me with your comments or questions or listings or anything like that. Please send the listings a few days before the Friday that you want me to read them, as opposed to a few weeks before, because then they get lost. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz and jazz tonight at the Museum Hill Cafe. And Rob DeWalt, have a wonderful weekend. And everybody have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bring your pets indoors, people.
Yes, hasta la vista.